KJAN Sports.
And this report on sports is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, in baseball news, the New York Yankees are back in the American League Championship Series for the first time in 5 years after taking the final three games of their LDS against the Indians. Didi Gregorius was 3-for-4 with a pair of homers to lead the Yankees to a 5-2 triumph in Game 5 at Cleveland. Gregorius put New York ahead to stay with a solo shot in the first inning and added a two-run blast that put the Bombers ahead 3-0 in the third. The Indians pulled within 3-2 before the Yanks tacked on two runs in the ninth with the help of two outfield errors. Brett Gardner's third hit of the night drove in Aaron Hicks and created a fifth run as Todd Frazier came home on Jay Bruce's throwing error. Yankees starter CC Sabathia was working on a one-hit shutout. That is until the Indians chased him during their two-run fifth. Roberto Perez singled home Cleveland's first run, and Giovanni Ursula followed with an RBI single that ended Sabathia's evening. David Robertson worked 2 2/3 innings of hitless relief to pick up the win. Aroldis Chapman notched the save as he struck out 4 during his 2 innings of scoreless relief. Losing pitcher Corey Kluber lasted just 3 2/3 innings, surrendering both homers by Gregorius. The AL Cy Young graduate posted a 12.79 ERA in his 2 starts during the series. The Yankees are the 10th team to win a best-of-5 playoff series after dropping the first 2 games. Game 1 of the ALCS will be in Houston on Friday. Steven Strasburg and Michael Taylor have allowed the Washington Nationals to force a fifth and deciding game in their NL Division Series against the Chicago Cubs. Strasburg worked 7 outstanding innings, and Taylor launched a grand slam as the Nats blanked the Cubs at Wrigley Field 5-0. The outcomes gives the Nationals hope they can finally win a playoff series for the first time in 4 tries since the franchise moved from Montreal after the 2004 season. Strasburg struck out 12 while holding the Cubs to 3 hits over 7 scoreless innings of his first career postseason win. Ben Zobrist was the only Cub to get an extra base hit off Strasburg, who didn't allow an earned run over his 14 innings of work during the series. Taylor put the game out of reach with his bases-loaded blast and the eighth off of reliever Wade Davis. The game's only other run scored on Addison Russell's error in the third inning. Now, Game 5 is today in Washington, and Kyle Hendricks is slated to start for the Cubbies. Gio Gonzalez is likely starter for Washington, but Max Scherzer will be available after working 6 1/3 innings in game number 3. Elsewhere in baseball, John Farrell is out after 5 seasons as manager of the Red Sox. Farrell led the Sox to a World Series crown in his first year at the helm and guided them in the last 2 AL East crowns, but his status became shaky after the Bo Sox dropped their division series for the second straight year, eliminated by the Astros on Monday after being swept by the Indians in 2016. Farrell was 432-378 as manager. Senator Claire McCaskill is asking the Department of Homeland Security to give full consideration to an effort by the St. Louis Cardinals to enhance security and anti-terrorism measures at Busch Stadium. The Cardinals are seeking certification under the Safety Act, which encourages organizations to implement anti-terrorism technologies and practices by providing protection against lawsuits that could be filed against the certified site if a terrorist attack occurred. McCaskill, a Democrat, wrote Wednesday to Acting Homeland Security Director Elaine Duke in support of the application. Cardinals Security Director Phil Melcher says the upgrades are expensive, but the team wants to do everything possible to protect its fans and employees. The October 1st shooting deaths of 58 people at a concert in Las Vegas raised new concerns about safety at entertainment venues. In the football news, the South Carolina Bar has canceled its NFL package over players not standing for the national anthem. WIS-TV reports that manager Kim Lanier says Lucky's Burger Shack nixed its package after conversations with customers over current events. Lanier said the Irmo establishment would show a game played on a local channel if the customer asked to watch it. The move follows President Trump's statements last month that any NFL players who kneel during the national anthem should be fired, and that prompted more players to kneel during Sunday's games. Other players stood and locked arms with teammates or stayed in the locker room during the anthem. Last month, Palmetto Restaurant and Ale House in Greenville, South Carolina, said it wouldn't show any NFL games until the players stopped kneeling and began respecting the American flag. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady is telling New England fans not to worry about the left shoulder injury that kept him out of practice earlier this week. Brady says he'll be on the field Sunday to play the Giants in a fight for first place in the AFC East. Brady reportedly went for an MRI on the left shoulder this week, but he says it's just the typical bumps and bruises all players pick up this time of year. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford was able to practice Wednesday despite a right ankle issue that had him limping late in last weekend's game against Carolina. The Lions said Stafford participated in a full practice. Detroit has put defensive tackle Haladi Ngata on an injured reserve with an elbow injury that was suffered in Sunday's game against the Panthers. Ngata had 2 sacks and 5 starts this year. Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota says his strained left hamstring shouldn't keep him out of Monday's game against the Colts. However, coach Mike Mularkey wants to monitor Mariota's mobility before determining whether he'll play. Mariota missed last Sunday's loss to Miami because of the injury, but says he feels a lot better than he did a week ago. Andrew Colt will be back on the Colts practice field this week, and a Colts quarterback returned to practice last Wednesday, the first time he's worked out with his teammates since having surgery on his throwing shoulder in January. Green Bay Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson was a full participant during Wednesday's workout. A minor back injury kept him off the field for the Packers' winning drive in the fourth quarter against the Cowboys. And taking a look at some basketball news, Cleveland Cavaliers forward LeBron James will sit out the rest of the NBA season and could miss the season opener after aggravating his sprained left ankle. James hurt the ankle again while making his exhibition debut against Chicago on Tuesday, scoring 17 points with 8 turnovers. Cavs coach Tyronn Lue was noncommittal when asked if James will be ready for the opener against Boston. He said he simply wasn't sure. And Andrew Wiggins has finally signed his 5-year extension with the Minnesota Timberwolves of the NBA clan after pondering the offer for more than 2 months. The package is worth nearly $150 million and does not include a player option, but it concludes a major piece of team business a week before the Wolves open a season opener. The 22-year-old Wiggins averaged 23.6 points in his third season in the league and is expected to help the Timberwolves end a 13-season playoff drought. Sports was brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for your complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.